WJTL bringing you all things news rendition of Angels We Have Heard on High. Ashes Remain, All of Me before that. Hey, good morning to you. Happy Winning Wednesday. It's 7:20.
We are looking at a great day, mild weather, sunny, unseasonably warm, highs in the upper 50s. Then clear tonight, low 30. Clouds on the increase tomorrow, chance of maybe a late day shower. We will sit right around 51 for the high tomorrow. Right now, it's 42.
Our very special guest today from Kavod Academy of the Arts. They're doing the production of Annie. McKenna, Cordell, and Lauren are here. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We forgot to say hi to Connie the first time around.
Connie, we love you. Hi, Connie.
We miss you and love you. And thank you so much for sending a great team. Cordell Hoyard is the director of Annie coming up. Cordell, before we talk about Annie, tell us a little bit about Kavod Academy of the Arts.
Yeah, so Kavod Academy is all about raising the standard in godly artistic expression. So what we're really passionate about is bringing creatives together, giving them the tools and opportunities to really strive for excellence. And when we're using our gifts and talents, really making a culture where we're giving it back to the Lord as an act of worship. And it's just cool to see how then that transcends into people's lives. And they start, you know, learning, okay, you know what? My entire life is an act of worship for the Lord.
That's cool.
So I think that's really what we're about. That's the foundation of Kavod Academy of the Arts.
And you guys have a studio in New Holland.
We do, yeah. So we're in New Holland, and I always say it's definitely worth the drive.
Yeah, and you have all kinds of things you're doing there. You're teaching dancing, singing, music.
Yeah, gymnastics. Karate's going to be on the way.
Oh, cool.
There's like all kinds of exciting stuff that's on the horizon at Kavod.
Yeah.
There's really something for everybody.
And if people want to find out what you're doing or how they could get their kids involved, they can visit you online.
Yeah, at KavodAcademy.com.
And if they want to come out to a great presentation, Annie is coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Annie is going to be the first two weekends of December. So December 1 through 3 and 8 through 10. And we're just really excited about this show. It's such a great fit for the holiday season.
Yeah.
I think what we're really loving about it at Kavod is it's about this little girl, Annie, who really at the beginning doesn't have much going for her. But she just always chooses to walk in joy, knowing that eventually things will come together for good.
Yeah.
And she just starts seeing the fruit of that. And it's cool just to see how she affects the people that she interacts with. And we're hoping that, you know, the folks that come out and see the show will really leave with smiles and just ready to, embrace friends and family in the holiday season.
How many are in the cast and crew?
There's about 34 in the cast, and then, I mean, that probably takes us to like 55 with
the
cast
crew.
And crew.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good size.
Yeah.
People to be in charge of.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. It's just it's a big family. It's a big community. We all love working together. It's so fun to collaborate.
If people want tickets, can they get them ahead of time?
Yeah, so I would suggest getting them ahead of time. If you get them now, they're cheaper than at the door. So you can visit our Facebook page. There's an event, or you can go on the website as well, or call in.
Great. And Cordell has brought McKenna and Lauren along, and we're going to talk to Lauren a little bit. She is Miss Hannigan. Good morning to you, Lauren Groff.
Good morning.
Great to have you here.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, you're Miss Hannigan.
Yes.
So you're sort of the bad guy, aren't you?
Yes.
What do you enjoy about playing this part of Miss Hannigan and Annie?
Oh, man. Well, this is a newer experience for me to play more the villain side of shows. So that's a different taste of theater for me, which has been really fun. And I know this process has taught me a lot about being able to just get out of my comfort zone a lot. And like, I'm not usually playing a comedic character either. So you have the comedy, you have the villain, you have a New York accent, all these things that I've been challenged with,
which
is cool. And it puts me on my toes the whole time. And all my orphans, they always keep me on my feet. So
how did you find your New York accent? How did you discover that within yourself?
That's a great question.
YouTube. Where everybody finds everything.
That's right.
So let's hear a little. Just give me a little taste of your New York accent. Can you do one on the cuff?
Sure. Well, first of all, I went to YouTube to figure out some New York accent, and then I guess it's okay.
I love it. It's very good. So can you and McKenna do maybe a little scene where you guys are in this together? McKenna, sure. Get right on the mic there. Make sure you're close.
Yep.
Sure. So this scene, just to set it up a little bit, the first time we're introduced to Miss Hannigan. So we're in the orphanage late at night, and we'll find out what happens to Annie.
All right. Ready? Go.
Aha! Caught ya! I hear ya, brat. I always hear ya. Get up. I said get up.
Yes, Miss Hannigan.
There. Now what do you say? What do you say?
I love you, Miss Hannigan.
Rotten orphan.
I'm not an orphan. My mother and father left a note saying they loved me and they were coming back for me.
That was 1922. This is 1933. They must have got stuck in traffic. Now for this one, shenanigans, you'll scrub this floor and strip them beds for the laundry man.
But it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
I know. And you'll get down on your knobby little knees and clean this dump until it shines like the top of the Chrysler Building.
Wow. Woo!
That's the famous line.
Wow. I was like transported there. I forgot where I was.
Really,
I thought I was there. You guys were fantastic. Annie is coming to Kavod Theater. It's happening December 1 through 3 and then again December 8 through 10. Tickets available online now. KavodAcademy.com is one way you could get them. And do you have them available if people come right there too, Cordell? Yes. He's shaking his head. Yes. So if you stop by, if you drive by there, stop in there in New Holland. We're going to have more coming up from Lauren McKenna and Cordell in just a bit. Right now, back to the music. Michael W. Smith.